Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Take off your underwear.
Talk to some comedy pals later on this week. Kathleen Dunbar, tomorrow.
She's in Vegas, right?
She's in Vegas, yeah. And they're starting to open things up a little bit in Vegas.
Yeah,
so curious to get her perspective. And then Ben Roy, who's in Denver. We'll talk to him on Thursday.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website for the podcast and the streaming in case you're not listening to us normally on a radio station. But please, if anywhere you listen, patronize the advertisers. We had Mr. Skin just on there in case you missed that. Got a long email from a guy that went to pick up some food at a Red Robin, fine restaurants in Wichita. And he walked in there, and it felt like it was last fall, he said. Couple masks, everybody sitting around drinking, partying.
Yeah, he didn't sound comfortable.
No.
He got out of there.
He didn't sound comfortable. What? I don't get, you know, whatever. Whatever.
Do they have limitations on how many people can be in restaurants?
Yeah, said they had 50% capacity in Wichita, but he said it didn't seem that way.
Is that what it is here?
Is it 30%? 50? I have no idea. We'll take that call. I mean, the places are open. I drove past two restaurants this weekend, and I saw a ton of cars out front. Push, you went and picked some food up at a restaurant that was open inside. Did you walk in to get the food?
No, they bring it out? No. It was curbside. Okay. They brought it out to the car.
I love the fact that that they'll still bring it to the car, but you can come in if you want. I don't know. I think if people take, Mr. Skin had a great point about that article we didn't bring up yet. You still, if 80% of the public wore them all across the country, how much more it would be? Now these are mathematic stats. Hate to kill people with stats from experts, but
oh no, they'll argue with you.
I know. I ain't wearing it.
They'll find a post.
My constitutional right for my face.
The mask.
It says in the Constitution.
Yeah. It says my face is allowed to be out and open.
The mask will make you sicker. Right. I'm hearing that one a lot.
Oh, don't even. I still see that. Yeah, that's yes. There's a video out for that too.
We need to get a doc on to debunk that.
Well,
to try and reach the reasonable people.
Yeah, 50% capacity dining rooms in this city.
In this city, okay.
Yeah.
We'll take that call. I mean, Omaha. And Lincoln, same thing, right?
I think so.
They probably 50%. I just went to the strip club and just got a face dance.
Do you see that haircut Ted Cruz got?
No, what are you?
It's awful. He went to the lady who was jailed in Texas.
Yeah, he went
to get his haircut there to prove a point, and he's like outside afterwards, and he just got looked like he got the suck cut.
Did he really? Yeah, she's a hero. Great.
He's gonna have to go somewhere else.
To get it fixed?
Yeah.
It looked that bad? I haven't seen it. Screw that guy.
Oh, he's got to find another guy who got arrested, though. Because it's not just about a haircut. It's about owning the libs.
Oh, that's right.
That's what it's all about, kids.
That's right.
I don't live in fear.
Wear the mask. It's for other people, not you, you jackass.
And there's a restaurant in our neighborhood that is open. And we got some takeout last week, but Christy talked to the owner, and it's really not that busy.
Yeah.
A lot of people are still uncomfortable going out.
Not the two restaurants I drove past this
weekend. Myself included.
Tons of cars.
My choice.
A friend of mine cooks at a restaurant, and they were just doing takeout, and then they opened up the dining room, and now they're slower than they were before. So I think there's people who would get takeout but are uncomfortable getting stuff from a place that's actually open.
Whoa. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure there's that.
That's interesting. Well, speaking of death and destruction, who else had Little Richard in the Deadpool?
Some of the other players that had Little Richard in the Deadpool include but are not limited to 8-inch Ditka.
When's the last time Little Richard performed? Like in public?
He played for a long time, so he might have been a year or so ago. Who knows?
I think he might have been in a wheelchair recently because Kiss put a picture up online that was like them surrounding, a picture with him like in a chair.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember him being in a Geico commercial. This is back in 06.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago.
And apparently played with John Fogerty at the 08 Grammy Awards.
I don't know.
El Diablo had Little Richard, as did Faker May Fumble. $50 a butthole, finding your rectum, fisty pink stockings gets a hit.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
That's loaded forever, Craig.
Fisty the Snowman gets a hit.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Freebasing Franzia.
I'm telling you, man. What's your name? Who is that again?
Anderson. Loretta Lynn.
Yeah. Loretta Lynn is, why am I getting checks for Fist City?
Bend over.
Oh, it just seems to be the Omaha, Wichita, Lincoln area.
I don't know how you freebase the Franzia. I find it hard to keep lit.
Yeah, good point, Todd.
You got to have one of those torches on it at all times.
Yeah. Well, as far as I can tell here, Little Richard's last performance was 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about 6 years ago in the summer of that year.
Father
Juan took the opportunity over the weekend to clean out my marijuana smoking materials.
All right.
My paraphernalia.
Did you find any old bags you hadn't smoked yet?
They were filthy. Yeah, I found an extra one.
I figured you did.
A little, remnants of an eighth an ounce.
Good for you.
I need to do that, but everybody's always home.
But my pipe was filthy. It needed a good cleaning.
That's what I've heard.
Good.
Father Juan's Game of Inches gets a hit.
Hey, churches are back open. That's good for the Father Juan's Game of Inches.
Yeah. Priests can get some relief.
Damn right.
Full capacity? I mean, people sitting next to each other, or are they spreading them out?
You're asking like anybody in this room goes to church. Jesus, we'll never know that. I avoided it when there wasn't a pandemic. I'm not walking back.
There was a piece on TV while I was making coffee this morning in the break room, and it showed, you had to sit with your family, but then the next family had to be 6 feet
or more.
But
that was one church.
That was one church.
You know damn well a lot of these places, they walked in and started hugging each other. Oh, I missed you. Praise the Lord.
Probably.
I've just been doing communion at home.
There you go.
No, that's just called drinking wine.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I always forget the bread.
I saved the confessions for here.
Right.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
We're also still celebrating National Nurses Week.
Yes, we are.
We'll be wrapping that up tomorrow.
Wrap that bear up.
We are celebrating American Craft Beer Week this week.
All right.
I had a little bit of that last night. Some Nebraska Brewing Company fine pilsners.
And we are also celebrating this week National Stuttering Awareness Week.
Associated Press. He says he wants to, quote, contribute positive. That's exactly what he said. Our Boston Globe.
Lawyers.
Guns and money.
Man, Mixmaster Mike there, huh?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I imagine that.
Practice that a lot.
Yeah. You're doing your part.
On the ones and twos.
You're doing your part to make sure that people are at least aware of stuttering. Aren't you?
Don't make fun of
National Stuttering Awareness Week.
Do not make fun of kids.
Just Craig.
Grown men you can make fun of if they're your friends.
Again, we don't blanketly make fun of stutterers.
No.
Just Craig.
No.
It's a horrible affliction for entirely. Everybody else.
Basically, don't make fun of people you don't know.
Yeah. That's what you teach your kids.
No, but a lot of people that get made made fun of by people that they know, and it hurts them.
But kids know kids. Don't make fun of stutterers, kids. Wait till they're older, then make fun of them.
I'll make fun of people in, like, parking lots and stuff, you know, when we used to drive places.
Right.
And they'll be like, and my kids will be like, that's mean. Yeah. Well, they can't hear.
I got to get
that,
it
that be, like, I'm not.
I got that habit, too. My daughter calls me out, too. That's mean, Dad. I said, we're just us.
Well, yeah.
Yes, it is, and how long have you known me?
I say, life's tough. Right. Life's tough.
Like, this shouldn't be surprising you at this point.
Hey, Josh Blue makes fun of Craig. That's my comeback all the time. He really is harsh about it, too.
It reminds me of one of my favorite deep thoughts from Jack Handy. He says, it takes a big man to cry, and it takes a bigger man to laugh at that man.
It's true.
It is.
Oh, did you see Ari Shaffir's tweet about Mother's Day?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I got
it.
We got to.
It wasn't harsh, was it?
Yeah.
Not Ari.
But he just put a flower emoji on there.
Surely it wasn't.
Yeah, Puss will read it out loud verbatim. I need it verbatim.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can read it out loud. No swear words in it. This is Ari Shaffir, by the way, our friend from New York, who's gets a lot of crap because his Twitter is brutal.
He went on, the one that you favorited?
Because
he's got about 15 Mother's Day tweets.
The abortion one.
They're all really very Ari.
Well, the one I know is what I favorite.
Very Ari.
Yeah. happy Mother's Day to all the chicks who had abortions. You don't get any gifts, but you made sure your kids went to heaven. That's Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
At Ari Shaffir on Twitter.
Yes.
Direct your anger that way.
Yeah. That's what he does. That's what he does. Now, he got national news when he tweeted out about...
Basically, Kobe. He was glad Kobe was dead.
Yeah, because he was a rapist.
Not a Laker fan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And, but that way, he crossed over into some circles nationally that didn't know who he was, and they treated it like he was the worst person in the world, and actually does all the time.
I think the video part got him in trouble more than the tweet, because then he could circulate that.
The video was brutal.
Look at this guy.
When the funny bone is reopened, we're back to normal someday. I can't wait till Ari comes back. He's so good.
Man, that is one.
I saw a stand-up, too. I went to the Funny Bone that weekend.
He's funny.
Brutally dark.
And I'm going to say that is one
of
the tame ones.
That's one of the tame ones?
Yeah, it's there's some other ones in there.
See, but they're not going to cause the outrage of his Kobe tweet.
No, because that was actually about Kobe Bryant, and people go crazy.
And that was like an hour after it happened.
Right. Not knowing.
Quick.
He didn't know the other people were on that flight, either.
Yeah, and it was before the daughter.
Because he didn't single out a chick, specifically, who had an abortion.
No.
And go after her.
All of them.
I think he lost a special and work because of that.
Oh,
did he?
I think he did,
Canceled.
Can you read anymore?
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms who adopted kids. You're not a real mom, and everyone knows it, but you trudge forward anyway and never return that S for store credit.
That's kind of funny. You're not a real mom, and everyone knows it. That's not true.
And this one,
they're just jokes.
The most happy Mother's Day to my Latino mommies. Your wombs worked overtime, and a bunch of you raised rich white kids, too. You deserve this day more than anyone.
All right, here's a good restaurant experience from Brett.
Good.
I'll actually mention the restaurant. My wife and I went to Blatt.
Oh, okay.
That'd be the west part of Omaha.
That's right near my house.
Good experience. We were required to sanitize our hands upon entering. Everyone was in mass. We were seated in a separate part of the restaurant where there were no other diners.
That's a small place, too.
Yeah.
So they must have been separating pretty good. I've been, and I like that place a lot, so that's good to know. And that's close to the house, so.
So you just pull the mask down when you're eating?
I guess you have to.
Yeah. I don't see a way around that.
You'd have to.
You know what I almost did?
Unless somebody invents an eating mask.
Somebody in the United States, the eating mask will come from this country.
Yeah. One of the things I often do, I think a lot of guys do, maybe you guys don't do it, but we have a habit of spitting when you're out in public or something like that. I have a habit of spitting in the urinal when I'm about to whiz.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what you can't do?
No spitting.
Spit with a mask on?
Spit with a mask on. Because the mask is on, you're peeing, I'm on a Target, and I had to pee, so I went to the Target bathroom, and I'm going, and I start to do it, I go, oh, so that was in my mouth.
Yeah. That's how you get the virus with a mask on.
Abort! Yeah. Abort!
Abort spit! Abort spit!
Pull the ripcord!
I did. So I got to the parking lot, and Well, I think I just swallowed it. It was nasty.
Oh, Jacob is back with a...
That sucked. They shut up,
yes,
Nick.
Yes, it did. Good job, Nick.
Nick swing.
You about got whiplash turning around over here.
His head flew around.
Oh, where are you at? What you hauling?
Okay. Hang on here.
Jacob checks in frequently.
All right.
He is keeping the supply chain going. What you hauling? Loading salt in Lyons, Kansas to go to Sioux City, Iowa. Going to make a stop in McPherson for some coffee. All right. Drive safe, Jeff. Where you at?
What you hauling? T95, Z90 juice, straight up the middle of the part of the country right here.
Did they use that salt for the smell in Sioux City?
Yeah. You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Great, got some audio from Jim Parsons. I like this. Keeping your partner interested in you in these quarantine times.
I do. Jim Parsons had a wonderful idea. Well, he had an idea.
Yeah.
Some people like it better than others. And he said that he's trying to help out at home, and this is what he did. Something
yeah,
like
that. Quarantine causes changes, and I wanted to shake things up for the husband who only has one companion. Now he's got a sort of one and a half companions, you know, a little nude thing to jazz it up.
He dyed his hair blonde. Says that gives his husband the illusion of an additional companion in quarantine.
So years ago, we were at a Halloween party, and my wife wore a blonde wig, and she's a brunette. And we get back to the hotel room, and I go, leave it on.
No, don't take it off. Leave
right.
it on.
And nah, didn't work. But I think, I thought that would, you're still having sex with your wife, right?
So you put on the blonde wig and change it up for her? if you're not going to wear it, honey, then...
I'd wear the damn wig. I don't care, man.
That's just a little cosplay.
I thought so.
Yeah, it's still her.
Now, she wasn't mad for that reason. She realized it was still her. But I guess
she knew it was still her?
But here's the deal with that. How about you say, put it on, flip over.
Oh.
Now, it's not cheating.
No.
But it's a whole other visual. You don't see
completely different
visual. You don't see the face.
But it creates the illusion to her that maybe you're getting tired of her. So that I get it. You know?
Well, I'm not. She's tired of me. I get that.
I'm just trying to keep spice it up.
I'm just thought, wear the wig. Because you already got it on. You wore it all night at the Halloween party. It looked really good on you.
That's just like asking her to put a little outfit on. That shouldn't offend.
To kill you to put some makeup on. My favorite line. No, I know that.
No. Well, were you used to wearing your firefighter costume or whatever you were dressed up as?
I was something probably stupid.
Yeah,
like most Halloween parties.
But put on this blonde wig and turn around so that I don't recognize that it's you. It comes off really bad.
I didn't ask that part, but I would have probably eventually rolled it.
Please don't say anything.
Don't ruin the illusion that it's someone else.
But I like the fact that Jim Parsons, to spice things up for her his husband, dyed his hair blonde. Do the pubes match the drapes? What's that from? Somebody does mess up that line exactly like that somewhere. Some movie we saw. Do the pubes match the drapes?
Sean writes, I asked my mom if she'd heard that Jerry Stiller had died. She said yes, and then asked me if anyone picked him in the Deadpool.
Oh. Who else had?
A truckload of people had him.
We're getting to that after Little Richard.
Yeah. Right, keep in mind that 144 players had Little Richard. And 100 and some odd, more than 144 had Jerry Stiller.
Man.
160 some odd. I have
really? Been. 160 had Jerry Stiller? So he must have been sick, right, Craig?
He must have.
Because that's not, I mean,
that and his wife passed
92.
Away.
92. I know that, but usually not that many take vouchers on age. Flyers, I should say. But you're right. Helen Mirren, what's your last name?
Mira.
Mira.
Yeah. Stiller and Mira.
Right, right.
Or a comedy team back, what, 50s?
In the 60s.
60s?
Yeah, yeah. 50s and 60s.
Frank Costanza is one of the best TV characters.
Great character.
Ever.
Yeah. More than half of Americans surveyed said that their partner is sometimes distracted by their phone when they're trying to talk to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
4 in 10 say that they are sometimes bothered by the amount of time that the partner spends on the telephone.
I'm that guy some of the time.
Yeah. But everybody is afraid to say something. Then you get yelled at.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'll get the, are you listening to me? And I'll be like, I would have caught like a word or two. I'll be like, well, yeah, you were talking about this.
Yeah.
Of course. Please don't ask me any other questions about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're lucky to be able to get that, because not every time can you pull that one out.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you'd be like, no, I didn't hear
that. Nah, I got nothing. Yeah. I was in the other room and really hoping that that sound wasn't you talking to me.
Sometimes I'll be sitting right next to her just pretending. You're like, oh, okay,
I've got the idea.
You're trying to look at something else. She's like, you're not listening, are you? You'd be like, yeah, no, I'm not.
I'm sending a dick joke
to the
guys.
Not interesting, are you?
Are you texting? I'm sending a horrible dick joke to the guys. Important.
Well, it is.
I know. In these quarantine times, it is. It is.
It is. The sad news, more sad news, deforestation is on the rise in the Amazon jungle. Satellite imagery reveals that between January and April of this year, more than 460 square miles of rainforest jungle growth have been destroyed. That's just this year.
Yeah, I've been seeing
it. The area is equivalent to over 20 times the size of Manhattan.
Is it from fires, or are they logging it? What are they doing?
Logging it, mostly. There were some fires, although I don't think that that is a whole lot of it. It's basically deforestation.
I finally saw...
So they weren't just raking the forest to prevent future fires.
That's correct.
They were raping the forest.
Thank you. They were. They were.
People did hear rape the other day when you said rake.
Rape,
but I heard rake, so I'm with you on that one. I did see a story. Who's that chick that used to be on Bill Maher? Was conservative and turned liberal. Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
It's not Grande. What's your name?
Ariana Huffington.
Huffington. Yeah. Was she a former conservative?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she was.
Yeah,
okay.
I was not aware. Yeah.
Namesake of the Huffington Post?
But not the conservative there is nowadays. She was actually a regular Bush conservative back in the day.
She was worried about deficits and...
Yeah, exactly, that stuff. She had a great point, and I thought this too. If you'd have told the United States a year ago, most of us, 99% of us, that we'd be locked in a year... Nobody believed that.
No.
That just doesn't happen nowadays.
No.
So why can't you relate that? Now I'm a libtard, so why can't you relate that to other things like global warming and natural disasters can happen more and more and more because of global warming?
Oh,
Why can't you relate that you didn't think this was going to happen? Why do you think that somewhere down the road that it'll be too hot to be places? It'll be too cold. I mean, things will happen more and more. Why can't you relate that? Because we didn't think this was going to happen,
Many people can't relate this.
I know.
Many people are refusing to relate
that's
this.
That's right. Yeah. And they're the same people who are going to still refuse that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This isn't hurting me.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt me or anyone I know, and everybody's going to have to be fine here.
It all started when people started to discredit the media and discredit science. And, you know, that goes a ways back.
Well, that goes with Fox News. Yeah. That's Fox. Yeah, that's the Fox and the Limbaughs of the world. You're right.
Well, and social media is not a help either.
Oh, it ain't help at all.
Not at all.
No. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.